let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified. We ask that we may serve you. We ask that we may love you. We ask that we may honor you. We ask that we may glorify your name. And we seek to know, love, and serve you in ways that lead us to be your servants in all we do. Let us always be faithful to you, and let us be open to ways where you can show us that we have to recommit ourselves and to eliminate certain compromises from our life that lead us away from you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today in our first reading from Maccabees is one of the most disturbing stories of the whole books, both books. It is the story of the woman with her seven sons, and they are all there, and they were arrested and tortured with whips and scourges by the king to force them to what? Eat pork. I am literally saying that's what it is. You see this sandwich here that we have with an English muffin and egg and bacon? You have a choice. You either eat this or we torture you to death. What are you going to decide to do? But remember, in that culture, if they ate the pork, they are turning their back on God's law. It's expedient to eat the pork, but they are turning their back on God's law. So you have the mother. She has seven sons, and she absolutely says, no way am I going to eat that pork, and my sons are not going to do it either. And so they are literally put in a position where they have a choice to either eat the pork or be tortured to death. And this is a real painful element as well in the among those who are doing the torturing. They don't want to do this. They think it's just as ridiculous as everyone else does, but they have to follow the rules of the king or they'll be in the same spot. So here they are. They're following the rules of the king, and they are torturing this people so they won't eat, because they won't eat pork, because that's what the king has demanded. And you can see how important it is to take these commitments that we have and this reality. But I think we also need to understand something that I said on Monday, and I'm going to say it again today. Do keep in mind that the saints always said that the source of all evil is lukewarm Catholics. That is absolutely true. When we compromise our Catholic faith, now that doesn't mean that we compromise it to the point that we can't live in the world. There are people that do that, and then there are people that do that and they go live somewhere else. They go live in the desert. That's a different position. But what I'm talking about is people who take this so who overcompromise, who take this so seriously that they will, for example, if they have, well, I actually dealt with someone who will say doesn't believe in working on Sunday, and great. So job says, we need you to work, and they say, no, I'm sorry, I do not work on Sunday. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But there is an emergency and they have to call 911 and they choose not to do it because they consider that work and someone's life is at stake. There are people who, I don't know anyone's taken it to that extreme, but I do know that that extreme does exist. So you see, you know, you can't take it to the extreme. But you, anytime you compromise your faith in such a way that you are actually watering it down, you are creating a problem, and you are opening not only you, but also your society to a lack of divine wisdom. We are called to be, as we do at the beginning of our program, we do that prayer of consecration. We are called to be people who give our lives to the Lord in such a way that we become witnesses to the divine wisdom that is there. That's what we're called to do. And if we do this with divine wisdom, we are showing to the world this wisdom. We are showing to the world, hey, There's something about going to church on Sunday. We're showing to the world when you come to adoration, what is it that is on that altar that is so important to those people? You are showing to the world that God is real, that Christ is alive. But the minute you turn around and say, well, you know, I'd like to do that, but I've got other things I got to do. Now you have followed the same path as the people who compromised with the Gentiles. So keep that in mind. You know, I did a homily a while ago and it was based on someone who was an AIDS activist, okay? Hates the church, does not agree with the church, and he risked his life in order to make his statement against the price of medication for AIDS. Now, and one of the things I said is I want you to look at that idea. Now, obviously, it wasn't there. It was just a story. I want you to look at that idea. And here is this person who so much believed in what he understood and so much believed in his mission that he was willing to risk his life in order to stand up for what he considered was an injustice in the price of AIDS medication. Now, you may not agree with him. You may not agree with his mission. You may not agree with his lifestyle. I'm not talking about that. Because if you don't agree with all that, that's even more important. The reason why I say that is we as Catholics believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. And how many people will turn around and say, well, I'm too busy to go to church today. If we want to go into the judgment world, at the end of the world, you have the AIDS activist standing before the Lord and you know, the person who says, I'm too busy to go to church, and people will turn around, well, you know, he's an AIDS activist. That is wrong. Really? The Lord will turn around. He almost gave his life for what he believed in. He didn't give his life because he wouldn't be able to tell the story if he did. So obviously he didn't. He almost, the people who he was protesting against backed down. He was willing to give his life for what he believed in, and you didn't even show up to church. So which, you know, where do you stand in what you actually believe in? You see, that's where I'm going to on this. It's, do we really believe that Christ is present in the Eucharist? Well, yeah, of course I believe. Well, then do you show it? Because if we go back to the story of Maccabees, we have people who so much believe in their commitment to the Ten Commandments and their commitment to God that they refuse to have what would be equivalent of a sandwich with bacon in it. They absolutely refuse. It could have been the most wonderful meal in the world, and they refused to eat it because God said, don't eat this meal. Another, by the way, food that the Jews don't eat is lobster. So let's go there. You know, you could have a beautiful lobster dinner, and they'd say no because it compromises who we are. We are united with God. We are his people. We are not going to turn our back on God. And they are giving us the model. And then we can turn around and think of that. Well, you know, things are more important. So I guess I'm not going to go to church today because, well, think of that. There's a great story, true story, of when I was in Chelsea, there was a procession. They used to do a procession every Good Friday, and it was around the streets of Chelsea. And it was, you know, the full thing, like as one priest said to me, like National Geographic. So here they are walking around the streets of Chelsea dressed as Jesus and the Roman soldiers, Jesus carrying the cross, the whole bit, and they're doing, reenacting the Via Dolorosa, as it's called, the Way of the Cross, in the streets of Chelsea, and it started in the church, and then once it finished in the church, they would walk through the streets. Well, it's pouring. I mean, really, one of the worst rains I've ever seen, and it's that cold kind of rain. So the police kept asking me, Father, you're still going to do this procession? And I talked to the people running the procession. You're still doing the procession? And they didn't answer. And they're going on with the drama. And I asked again, you're still doing it? They didn't answer. Finally, the time came where Jesus had to march through the streets and here in this cold, awful rain, dressed like it's in the time of Jerusalem. So they're not dressed for cold, awful rain. And they walk out in the streets. Of course, this whole of the streets are now lined with people and the police are making sure everything is okay. And they do this whole thing. And once they get back into the church, this is St. Rose in Chelsea, once they get back into the church and the whole thing is over, the person who I asked several times, who, by the way, played Pontius Pilate, he looked at me and said, "Father, we never cancel that procession." Okay, gotcha. You're Pontius Pilate. You know better than I do about this procession. No, he's a great guy, wonderful, faithful guy. He says, "We never cancel that procession." Okay. Several days later, someone who was involved in hadn't been going to church much and was involved in a, we'll say, sinful lifestyle, said to me, "Those people must have an intense amount of faith to do that procession in that rain." Do you see? You never know what your commitment will do. So that's really what's going on here. The people from Maccabees are just in the midst of this whole thing. And they are refusing to eat pork. They will not eat pork because it is a testament. It is a witness to what they believe. It is a witness to the fact there really is a God of the Jews. It is a witness to the fact that this God of the Jews is this person who is the focus of their life. And notice, there is no way where in this reading that they are saying, "We refuse to eat the pork because we are terrified of the God of the Jews." No, they're saying, "We refuse to eat this pork because he is our God and we worship him and we will not turn our back on him." So you can see that powerful message that is made by the book of Maccabees, where these people are testifying to this powerful truth. That's what we're called to believe as well. I hope what you heard today touches your heart. And if so, let people know that you were listening to the program. Tell them all about our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. If you'd like to communicate with us, please do so through the contact tab. Please also consider a donation if you'd like to show. It could be even a dollar, actually. Or, you know, just send us a little note or anything just to say, "Hey, we're out here and we really appreciate what you do." That way I can say to those people who are asking how the program's going, and say, obviously it's going very well. We've had people do that. And please consider doing that. Don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can share that with others. And in the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.